Hello, everybody. Welcome to today's Success Circle call. I'm Lisa Minini with Accelerate Associates. I want to welcome all the Elite Success Circle members to a call. What is this call? It's the Business Accelerator every month that we have that dives a little deeper into the Entrepreneurial Edge system and how you can market your business more efficiently and more effectively. We also have just a couple of announcements. Want to get started with the Q&A call, which is coming up on April 24th, which is Tuesday at 4:30 p.m. Mark your calendars and remember to send in your questions to info@accelerateassociates.com. If you have any questions about today's Business Accelerator call, or if you have a question about growing your business, or as you go through the Entrepreneurial Edge system and work through it. Just an event that's coming up that you all want to know about, which is April 26th to the 28th, which is the Entrepreneurial Edge System Wake Up Profitable Intensive. Registration does end, and it's coming up. The reduced tuition ends this Saturday, April 14th. And then registration officially ends on the 18th. So if you know anyone who is interested in attending, they may want to do it today or at least by tomorrow, because we have a far installment plan for the Entrepreneurial Edge system that's happening right now. And so for those people that want to take advantage of it, they definitely want to do that by tomorrow. So remember to remind your friends about that. Again, that's April 26th through the 28th, the Entrepreneurial Edge System Wake Up Profitable Intensive, and I know we still have people coming on the call, so welcome. And that's kind of the big event that's coming up, and we also, I will be doing at that event some additional programs that we're going to be launching in May. Real excited about it. Also, I'm thrilled to also have Teresa de Grosbois, who is a three-time best-selling international author, and she's also the brain, along with Sean DePerrin, behind Project Forgive. And if you haven't heard about Project Forgive, you want to go to projectforgive.com, and it has now gone viral. And Teresa de Grosbois, who is a word-of-mouth marketing expert, will be at my three-day on the Thursday evening. And so everyone who is registered will get their ticket into that special event. If you're not registered for the three-day, then you can't come. It's only for those people who are registered. And she's going to tell us all her secrets. So it's going to be an absolutely fabulous event. I also have Laura Rubenstein, who is coming, who is a social media expert, I'm going to interview her on stage on Friday, the second day of the intensive, and she's going to share some really, really phenomenal stuff about social media marketing, some upcoming changes. So you absolutely want to make sure that you don't miss that. So those were some of the announcements. I just also want to remind you that if you have a question about today and some of the information that we're covering, feel free to email it to info@accelerateassociates.com so that we can get that answered for you. Okay. Well, today's Business Accelerator call is all about easing strategies that work. And I know some of you may have used e-zines before. Some of you are wondering why you would even use e-zines. So let me back up and share the kind of the whys. But I'll also share today the common mistakes to avoid when using e-zines to keep in touch. I'm going to also review the latest options with e-zine. And the number one thing you should absolutely do, to keep your community interested in hearing from you. And three, I'm also going to cover what to do if you already have an e-zine, but it's not getting the kind of results that you expected or you need. So we'll talk about some of those as well. And so let's get started. I know people are still coming on the call, so welcome everyone. All right, today's easing strategies that work. First of all, a lot of people, you might have a question about, well, why do I even have an easing? Why is that important? Well, it's part of staying in touch. Remember, there are four things that you want to have in your business, and actually, in order to seal the deal 98% of the time. The first thing you want to have is you want to be exact to attract, right? People try to cast a wide net, try to be everything to everyone, and you'll be nothing to no one. But when you're exact, you know where your ideal clients hang out in large numbers. It affects everything, every part of your marketing from then on. Remember, this is about a system, so one piece will affect the entire other piece of your business. And if you're trying to cast a wide net, particularly as it relates to easings, it's going to be really hard to focus in your easing. Now, I'm talking from experience because I've tried it, and either you have a really long easing that nobody reads, or it's really difficult to identify content for it. So the first thing you want to do is make sure you're exact to attract. All of this follows, you know, funnels through and interrelates throughout your entire marketing strategy. Number two, you want to make sure in order to seal the deal, you want to have a very clear sales funnel, right? You want to have that lead generation because where are people going to find you? A lot of times they're going to the internet. They don't know what the name of your business is. They might not even know the programs and services that you particularly offer, but they're looking for a solution to their problem. So you want to make sure your sales funnel is really clear. Well, why does that matter for easing strategies? Well, it will matter because where people find you, and when they find you, what is the call to action? What is the call to action? So if they find your website, you know, how do they opt in? If they find your lead generation system, how do they opt in? And when they do opt in, how do you stay in touch with them? Well, your easing is one of those strategies of staying in touch. Remember, 4% of those people will do business with you the first time they hear about you or meet you. The other 96% of the time, you have to cultivate that relationship. And, you know, yet you're working really hard at networking and prospecting, but if you don't have that stay-in-touch system, like easings are, and I hear this all the time, you're gonna prepare somebody else to do business with your competitor. And here's how it works. A lot of times people will have that lead generator, but they won't have a way of staying in touch, or they're not staying in touch consistently. So what happens is you meet with this person, you follow up with them in the manual ways, you follow up, follow up, follow up. Finally, they're not making an appointment with you, so you move on, and at that point, they're ready. They're ready to do business. But you're not top of mind. And oftentimes you're not top of mind because you don't have any way of consistently staying in touch with them. And that's what an easing can do, is consistently stay in touch. So as you cultivate that relationship with the 96%, then when they are ready, you are top of mind. And of course, the fourth thing I've talked about too is you have to have choices. Choices in the way people work with you. And the easing is a great platform for you to add continuous value, for you to cultivate that relationship with them. So what are the common mistakes to avoid when using an easing to keep in touch? And these are ones that I see quite a bit, and in many cases, people risk their reputation because they're making the mistakes. And the reason I want to share these with you is so that you don't make them. Even though you're going to be tempted to do it, don't do these. So the first and foremost, you've heard me say this. If you've read my blog, if you've read my e-zine, you've heard me say this over and over and over, and I'm going to say it again. Don't add somebody to your e-zine who didn't request it, didn't opt in, who did not opt in. Now, here's what I often see. Well, I didn't opt them in. I asked them if they wanted to receive my e-zine. Well, people might do that to be polite to you, but they're not really reading it. Have them opt in. When you know that they take action, when they've opted in, then you know they're serious about getting some information from you, and they likely will convert whenever they're ready into from prospect to client. But don't add somebody who didn't request it, because each time they receive your email, it'll be a source of frustration rather than something they look forward to. Now, if you do want to make it part of your opt-in process, like some people, when they come on a teleseminar or webinar, then tell them they're automatically going to be signed up for that, but make it clear to them. Again, you don't want to be listed as a spammer because they didn't opt in. The other common mistake that I see is people try to make it perfect. You absolutely try to make it perfect outside your very first one. And what this does, it absolutely delays, and it delays, and it delays, and it delays you getting it out the door. Why not? And I use this expression often. The KISS model, KISS. Keep it super simple. Keep it super simple. You always want to be improving it. So why not start off really simple and let your readers know that over time, based on their feedback, you're going to be providing additional changes. It makes it interesting. It gives them something to look forward to. Now, I made this mistake early on when I started my e-zine is I made it really long. And while people loved it, behind the scenes, I'm thinking, wow, I've got to write another article. And, when really people are way too busy to read a very long email. Finally, I sent out a survey, and I said, "Well, do you want to re what do you want to receive?" Overwhelmingly, they said, "Shorten it." So, hey, it was easier for me, and I should have known that I was attracting a lot of go-getters in my practice when they said that. And I laugh about it now because it's funny, but just don't make those mistakes that I made. You also want to, so short is good. Keep it short. Keep it interesting. Keep it on the subject matter. Again, this goes back to the exact to attract. So the more exacting you are, the better information in short, concise bullet points that people can actually take action on. And so that's a really good rule of thumb. You also want to use headlines. A lot of mistakes that people make is they use headlines that are not descriptive. And so you may want to use a model that's descriptive or a headline that's descriptive. The other mistake that, so that people know, it's enticing. So when people see that title, they're like, oh, okay, I want to open this up. You also want to make your articles that way too. So you don't necessarily have to have the same subject line in your e-zine that you do in the article that you feature in your newsletter, but it really looks at enticing your reader. And when you have a good subject line, that does entice them that they want to open it. And so same with your newsletter or your article, you want to make that headline enticing. And descriptive of what the reader is going to expect, or what the reader can expect when they read your title. The other thing I want to make sure, and this is a common mistake that I see, is when people use their newsletters on their website, okay, they have a little opt-in, and they said, opt in for our newsletter. Or, you know, they'll put that at the bottom of their email. Click here to opt into our newsletter. Okay, that's really not compelling. Talk about compelling headlines. Well, why would I? What is the outcome that I'm going to get from spending my time reading your e-zine? So make it juicy enough for them to want to say, I want that. I want to put my name and email address in there because I want to get, you know, weekly whatever, weekly business tips, chiropractors. You can have weekly health tips or biweekly health tips or whatever you decide to, however you decide, how often you decide to have your newsletter. But make sure, and I'll get into consistency in just a minute, so you want to make sure it's consistent, but make sure that, you know, it's something that entices them to want to sign up for. Consultants, you know, what kind of tips are you giving? Business growth tips, hypnotists, or hypnotherapy, is there a specialty that you have? Why are people interested in reading? Are they, you know, reducing stress, living a better life? You know, again, you've got to give an enticing transformation that they're going to receive as a result of reading your material. Okay. You want to also make sure, a big mistake that I see is too many fonts in an e-zine. You might have seen them. You know, they have like 500 new type styles in one newsletter because they figured they got to use them all. You don't have to use them all. You do want to make it interesting, but you can also make it interesting by having pictures in there or someplace where the eye can settle. Or you can have bolded, bold some of the print. What I commonly do to make it easy for those people that like their information in bullet points, in my newsletter, you might notice that I have each of the first lines bolded. I do that on my blog as well, so that if you, you know, if you're a scanner, if you're a person who, you know, likes to scan an article, if you're a bullet point reader, you can read almost the first line and get the gist of the article. Okay, so that's one really good way, if you know you attract those kind of people, to have your newsletter or e-zine structured like that. Now, when I say e-zine or e-newsletter, I'm kind of using those interchangeably. You also want to make sure that your newsletter is consistent, has some consistency with your branding or your website. You know, it's that thing that they're going to get that immediately they recognize that it's you. Maybe if you're a speaker, I know a lot of people speak as part of their marketing mix. There are speakers who speak for, you know, that are paid speakers. There's others that do it as part of their marketing mix to get the word out there about their business. So regardless, you want to make sure that your e-zine has maybe even a picture of you, because they may not remember they met you. And if your e-zine comes out a week later, they're going to wonder why I got this. But that goes into how you sign them up too. So if they ask to be signed up at your speaking engagement, make sure they get a series of emails, not just one. So if there's 5 days between the time your next newsletter comes in, you might want to make sure there's like, you know, 4 or 5 messages, maybe even 3 messages sprinkled within those days, so they know this is from you. A lot of too times I see this huge mistake, and this is a really, really, really big mistake, that I want to make sure that if you're just starting out and you don't know about this, that you don't do it. Do not use your own email to send a bulk of emails. And a lot of people do this in the CC section of their Outlook, and they'll put all these people in the BCC, and they'll send out this big thing. Don't do that. First of all, it doesn't look really professional. Second of all, there's much better ways to do it. And there are even free services. I think MailChimp is free up until a certain point. But use a service like Aweber. The link is on my site under free resources. There's a Kickstart Cart that is also an autoresponder and has a newsletter. So make sure that if you're using some of these services, or that if you're not using a service, that you do use one. For several reasons, it makes your life a lot easier. When people opt in, you don't have to respond immediately. You can have your autoresponders that come with these systems automatically do it for you. They have code that you just cut and paste and put it on your website that people can opt in. It just makes it really, really easy. But if you're not using one, you're getting into one, there are a lot of different services out there that you can use. And we also go through some of those at the 3-day intensive. All right. Okay, I talked about headlines already. We talked about talked about the branding, the uniformity of your newsletter. Again, it doesn't have to be fancy. Many of these services, like Aweber, like Kickstart Cart, have templates that you can plug in. Some of them you can change the colors so they resemble. Again, you can insert your picture, maybe your header, the same header that you have for your website, into these templates so it looks pretty similar. All right, you also, a lot of mistakes that people make is they only have written copy in their newsletter or their e-zine. Make sure you use photos, particularly if the photo, you want the photo definitely to relate to the subject or what it is that you're explaining. Now, there's a really easy way to do this. You know, you can go into ClipArt, save it as a JPEG. You can go into, I think Bing.com, B-I-N-G.com. You can get a photo out of there, just put it in a search engine and, you know, type in what, you know, what kind of picture you're looking for, and you'll get a plethora of them that you can download. You can also purchase, you know, there's stock photos that you can purchase. You can use your own photos if you want. Maybe if you're a photographer, that's probably a good idea. So again, that gives the reader some place to rest their eye, and a picture can tell 1,000 words. You know, if you're a dentist doing a procedure, you know, great before and after pictures. I mean, nothing is more compelling, you know, than describing a service that you have and then people actually seeing the results. If you're a speaker, then pictures of you speaking. If you're a coach or a consultant, a picture of your client that you're referring to in your article. Again, you know, it's one of the best ways to draw in your readers, and it looks visually pleasing when the readers are reading it. It also makes the article a lot more memorable for the reader. You know, if you're adding a staff member, great way. You know, add a picture if they've never, you know, these are your readers. You know, I had somebody on my list and that I had a picture of one of my premier coaching clients, and she's like, oh my gosh, I know her. but she didn't know we knew each other, and she didn't know the woman was coaching with me. So it also gave her a sense of, you know, I don't know if you want to call it relief, but, you know, oh, okay, you know, somebody I know is coaching with you. Okay, so it lends sort of that credibility as well when that happens. So remember to be thoughtful in the photos that you're also selecting, and I know a lot of people just use it as an afterthought, but But it's real easy to find a picture out there, whether it's your clip art or through Bing.com or some other place that describes or shows the result of your article or demonstrates the result of your article. Okay, let's also talk about the latest options with e-zines, and the one thing you should absolutely do to keep your community of readers interested in wanting to continue to receive information from you. Although I will share with you, if you get somebody who clicks off, all right, let's say they click off, they don't want to receive any more information with you. You know, sometimes you're like, oh, you know, that's too bad. And you're like, wow, you know, I've got people clicking off. That's okay. Maybe they're not your ideal client. There's a whole host of reasons why they may do that. But remember, if you have marketing that's out there and stay connected with them through even your social media, that's one way that you can keep in touch with them through the e-zine. So if they click off, it's okay. Don't get too excited. But you always want to be filling that e-zine pipeline, because you cannot, the reality is, you can't market to a non-existent list. You can't market to a non-existent list. So you've got to make sure that you engage with them. So what do you want to make sure that you do? Number one, you want to keep it connected to your blog. If you have a blog, this is a great way to integrate them. So let's say you have an article in your e-zine, and you only put a piece of your article in your e-zine, and then you have them click, and where it goes is your blog on your website. And what a great way to start also getting interaction by asking a question at the end of your article for them to click on. All right, great way to engage people and get them into your on your blog. You want to keep it fresh. You can change the format. You can change the look. Remember, you're not, just because there's a template doesn't mean you can't necessarily change a template or change what you include in there. And every once in a while, maybe every year, ask your readers, hey, you know, how's this working for you? What do you want to see? What do you want to see more of? What do you want to see less of? And let them share that with you. You want to also keep it engaging. And I shared with you a little bit about getting them involved. Maybe you highlight some of your clients. The pictures. But there's one thing I think you should absolutely do to keep your community interested. This is one non-negotiable item. Keep it consistent. Keep it consistent. Remember, consistency over time creates trust, and people do business with people they know, like, and trust. So many times I see that people say, well, I'm going to do a weekly e-zine, and then 3 weeks later, you're receiving something else. First of all, you know, okay, the reality is that doesn't look great, right? You're losing your credibility, your reputation, each time you don't do what you say you're going to do. So out of the gate, if you want to do a biweekly e-zine, go ahead and do a biweekly e-zine, but make sure you do it. Or if it's monthly, I personally think that monthly is not often enough, because if it's monthly, you're probably going to have a lot in that e-zine. And the question is, are people going to read it, number one? And number two, you know, a lot of people take action at the last minute, and so every week you can remind them of an upcoming event that you have. And they may not read all of your e-zines. So having it every week, again, gets you in front of them more often so that you are top of mind when they are ready to do business. So make sure whatever your commitment level is to that e-zine that you follow through and make sure that it's consistent. If it's every Thursday at a certain day, okay, or a certain day of the week. Make sure it's a certain day of the week. Almost without fail, you'll notice my e-zine comes out about 3:30 every Thursday at 3:30. Now, have we sent it earlier? Yeah, we have sent it earlier if we have an event that we want to remind people of, but it's usually like 11 or 12. It's not very significantly different. We wouldn't send it on a Friday. So again, make sure that whatever the commitment is, that it's consistent, because then people will know, oh, okay, that's coming out. You establish an expectation. And so then, you know, so then when it doesn't arrive, they're like, hey, where's that e-zine? So you've if that happens, that's great. That means people are reading your e-zine and they want to receive it. So that's a good problem to have if people are saying that if you happen to be late one time. But again, do what you can. And with these autoresponders that I mentioned, with Kickstart Card, AWeber, whatever, Infusionsoft, they're built in, so you can put it out when you want it. All right, you can schedule it for when you want it. So you can get it done over the weekend and get it programmed so it doesn't hit until, you know, the following whatever, Monday, Tuesday, whatever your day of the week is. So it also gives you flexibility when you have those systems. You also want to keep your community interested by asking them. And having an easy way for them to ask you questions. Now, you may not be able to, answer every single question, or maybe it's more appropriate that you have a conversation on your blog, in which case you want to encourage them to have that conversation on your blog. Again, that's a great way for them to interact with you. I mentioned this earlier, but another way to keep them engaged is to survey your community at least once a year. Ask them what's most important, what issues are they having, what problems, what questions, or what do they need most. So those are all really great ways to engage people in your community. And then also remember to look at some list building techniques. Now, we're going to be covering those for those of you that are registered for the Entrepreneurial Edge system. We're going to cover those list building techniques. So you're going to get more in just over 2 weeks. I can't believe it's already here. So we're going to go through those. How do you build a list? Where do you go? And something also to consider, how are you using list building when you go speak as part of your marketing mix? I see this many times that speakers have no way of getting information from those people that feel inspired after hearing you onto your list. They want to hear from you. So a quick way to do that is to do a drawing. Do a quick drawing and have them put their name and email address and let them know they're going to be signing up for your newsletter too. But remember, you don't want to say, oh, and you'll get signed up for my newsletter. Well, what's in your newsletter? You'll get signed up for weekly business growth tips. You'll find out, I'll give you weekly tips on how to close the sale. I'll give you weekly tips on how to have better health and how to, whatever your line of business is. And as they sign up, you grow your list. So that's one list building activity that you can incorporate when you're speaking. So remember, this is all about taking a systems approach. So even though your e-zine is one strategy, how does that fit into everything else that you're doing? I'm also going to share with you some things that you should have in your e-zine. So for example, how do you maximize the people that are already on your list and have them share your e-zine? So they've already listed, you know, they've already opted in your e-zine someplace. Have them share it. Who do you know that could use this information, would love to sign up for the e-zine? You know, click here to forward it. What a great way to grow your list, just by suggesting that. So what are some things that you can have in your e-zine? Well, there's a number of things. I mean, you can have different tips. You can have an article. You can have a link to a video. So your e-zine may be simply a way to send out and redirect people to your YouTube channel. So for those of you that don't like to write or find that it would be too time-consuming for you, and for those of you that are much more, you have the gift of gab, you can say things on video much quicker than you could say in an article, then use it to redirect them to a video blog or your YouTube channel. And say, welcome, maybe you just do a short note and then the link to the video. This is this week's video, and that's the content of your e-zine. You can also monetize your e-zine. You know, maybe if you have a book, you can always put a book and a link to your book on your e-zine. Whatever you do, make sure that you're delivering consistent value. Now, what do you need to do if you've already have an e-zine but it's really not getting the results that you need? So let's go through some of these. Number one, you can run a contest. People love free stuff. Give away a product or a service that they'll value. It's somehow related to your product, and make it easy for them to engage in the contest. You know, I don't know what the contest is. It depends on what you do. If you're a chiropractor, you know, you can run a contest on, you know, I don't know, something that would be free. Or, you know, are you involved in some sort of triathlon or a Relay for Life walk? Or, you know, do you integrate it in that way into your e-zine? And then, you know, how many people walked in the Relay for Life? You know, how many miles did you do? How much money did you raise? Those kind of things. And so it gets people involved. It gets them involved, and they like to see that you're involved in other community activities. I know every year, I didn't do it this year because I was out of town, but every year we have a Relay for Life. And I participate in that Relay for Life and have pictures on there, and just to, again, just to connect with my community, get them to know some of the things that are important and that I participate in, have pictures. You can also run a free teleseminar. You know, again, if you're just sending out an e-zine that's kind of one-dimensional, it's one piece, but if you run a free teleseminar, again, people can connect with you, they engage with you, they have a chance to hear you, maybe ask questions, participate in an event, and at the end of the event, even though it's free, you might have an upsell. So again, an upsell to another program or product that you have. Great ways to integrate your e-zine strategy and monetize it. You also can look to Remember to add comments or to encourage comments on your blog by asking them for comments, by asking them if you have a video, to leave a comment about the video. Tell me how you liked it. What is one thing you liked about it? Or if you like it, share it with somebody. Again, it's okay to ask people to do that. I mentioned earlier, too, if your easing is really not working for you, think about your ideal client. Go back to that ideal client and who you're speaking to. You can't serve every single niche simultaneously. All right? Think about narrowing your comments. Maybe your commentary to your niche. And almost, you know, a lot of I get a lot of this question too, is, but how can I write articles on a regular basis? Don't you run out of things to write about? If you noticed, I write all about the entrepreneurial ed system. I provide continuous value. I give examples. And just because you do this doesn't mean you're giving it away. You might even want to take a piece of your program or a system that you have or the model that you have. And if you don't have one and you are attending the entrepreneurial ed system, we're going to go through this in day two, is that you can take a piece of it and almost use, you know, a micro piece of it or an element of your system and then expand on that. And it can be, again, very short, very simple, that people can use immediately. That's what people are looking for. Now, I don't have time to read a 50-page newsletter, but I do have a moment to read something that is going to help me in some way. That's why I've signed up for your easing or your newsletter, is because I want something really easy that's going to add value to my life. So think about what that is. And this is something, too, at the beginning of each year, is to say, okay, each week, what am I going to write about? Now, for some of you that have businesses that are, you know, at certain times of the year, get out that calendar, find out what the major holidays are, or the some of the things that you can, you know, themes that are going out there, and start writing each week what you're going to write your easing about. Then when you also have the number of events that you have that you do every month, coincide those easings with that event too. Now you have an event that you can put in your easing. So you see how all of this goes together, your easing, your article marketing, all of that can be weaved in together. Your webinars or teleseminars, whatever you're going to do, again, all of that should all be weaved in together. Your easing is not like separate and, oh, I've got to do this separately. No. It's all part of the process. It's all part of your systems, your marketing systems. So it should be a natural extension of the other things that you're doing in your business. It's that platform that says, hey, I've got this teleseminar coming up you'd be interested in. It's kind of like you're talking to a friend. I've got this, you know, I'm so, you know, so glad that I did this because, you know, this happened to me the other day. Has this ever happened to you? You know, again, make it engaging, like you're talking to a friend. Okay, so I already said it's got to be timely, it's got to be consistent. We talked about different ways to look at, I just need to read my notes here for a second. Also, the many newsletter services gives you the ability to send an HTML or a text version. I send both, but that's entirely up to you. Mix it up if you want to. You know, if you've got an HTML version, it's going to look all pretty. You know, it's got all the formatting and, you know, it's usually colored and it looks really nice. Text version is only the text, right? So it comes out really plain. Now, in some cases, it's perfectly fine to do the text. But if you want to convey something with pictures, you want to use the HTML version. Most people have their email set to HTML. Not everyone. So it's your choice whether to do that. In some systems, it takes a little bit longer because you do have to put both the text version and the HTML version in there. But again, it's up to you and what you want to do with your e-zine. You also may want to consider to have a guest writer, somebody who can write in you know, an article for your e-zine. Maybe it's somebody in your referral connections or your referral hub if you have a hub. And somebody who is not a competitor to you but can write an article. And if you line these up, you know, you could have all your articles written by guest writers. And you won't have, but you're providing a lot of value. You're still providing a lot of value to your community. Or you're commenting on, you know, the article. Maybe you're putting that person's article not only in your e-zine, but you also put it on your blog. Yeah, I ran into so-and-so, and she asked her to write an article. I thought you'd really find this fascinating. Or maybe you quote them in the content of your article. You know, maybe you ask them to write it and, you know, the major part of what they've written is their quote. You know, again, these are some really innovative ways to not only get your e-zine out there, but also to keep it engaging for your clients. Okay. Let's see here. Remember that if you're lacking a signature model or a signature series, or you have a service, but it's a variety of services that you provide, what you may want to do is you may also want to highlight one of those services in your newsletter. You might want to, for example, let's say you're, a dentist, and you provide information on holistic dentistry. Well, you can, you know, talk about a variety of things in your newsletter. You know, why certain substances are harmful. You know, people have a lot of cavities that they got filled years and years and years ago that contain not so great stuff. You know, you can write an article on that. Again, the article in your e-zine then goes to your blog or your vlog, the video log. So think about how it can connect back to your website. If you're, you know, payroll processing, again, how do I save money around the end of the year? What are five tips? How can I save my payroll taxes? You know, again, and don't be afraid to, like, certain times of the year, end of the year, I like to do a year-end checklist. And every year people are like, oh, I love this checklist. That's specifics for small business owners. And they love it because, and I just sort of repurpose that article each year. I might do some changes, but I repurpose that article every year, and it just becomes a real nice staple for people. Now, at the beginning of the year, I also do one on, you know, okay, it's the beginning of the year. What are your goals and objectives? You should already have them down. If you don't, you know, again, you know, don't despair. So some of the articles based on the times of the years also have the themes. Now, you don't have to have just articles in there. You can have videos or links to videos. You can have little special tips. You can have a little note at at the very beginning that is more casual, and it's a personal note to them. That's what I do in my easy note each week. I put a little note there, some happenings, things that are happening. You can put your upcoming events in your newsletter. And remember, you don't have to put everything about that event. You can just put the title and the date and then a link to your website. So always be thinking about what you're easing, what goes in there, and just get out the calendar and start putting out, okay, each month or each week, what am I going, what's going in this? And, oh, by the way, what are my other upcoming events that I have? It's all not only systematized, it gets in there, but it's all connected. Again, this is about taking a systems approach and really thinking about how one affects the other. Let's see here. Coaches, consultants, again, you can, as long as something comes directly from your signature model or series, you're not going to run out of things to talk about. And again, when you ask the question each year, chances are you're going to get some really great feedback on what people want to hear about. So asking them and doing a survey on what they want to hear more about or how you can help them is wonderful, because then you can already plug that into your calendar for a full year. Okay, so I think I went through limiting the styles. I already went through that. Make sure that you have pictures and you have, but you still have some uniformity throughout the newsletter. Also, one thing that to engage your readers is, this is a really great thing to have, is to also tell people what they're going to read about next week. Or if you have something brewing that you can't talk about, let them know something really big is on the horizon and you'll write about it next week. This gets them really enticed by, oh, okay, what's going on? it's also a great way for them to anticipate your next e-zine. I've done this, and people are like, oh, great. But remember to make sure that you follow up on the previous one, because if you don't, then they're all going to be wondering, well, what happened? You know. So you do want to make sure that you follow up on whatever you're enticing them with. So for that e-zine. Okay, let's see what else here. Hang on just a minute. I just wanted to look at my notes, make sure I didn't forget anything too. Be timely. Okay. And also, I know that you know, some people will also monetize their e-zine. And these are people that have developed really big lists that you can also have advertisement space into your e-zine. You know, I've seen that done. Can it be a distraction off your own stuff? It can be. But again, that's a revenue model that, depending on your business, it might be something you might be interested in. Maybe you have a host of people that are not competitors to you that you provide services to, and they take out ad space, and they actually pay you for the distribution to be on that e-zine. So that's just a way to monetize your e-zine. That's just one way. But it's not for everybody, but you do want to be careful if you do have that monetized. And before people will actually take out an ad, you need to understand what your demographics is, how many people are on your list. It pretty much needs to be a pretty substantial list in order for people to buy advertisement on it. But it's an option. It's a revenue model option you can certainly take advantage of. I just want to remind everyone too that if you have any questions about today, I know I covered quite a bit on easing strategies that work. And if you have any questions, I want you to email them to info@accelerateassociates.com. Again, that's EXCELLERATE Associates, ASSOCIATES.com. And our Q&A call is scheduled for April 24th at 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time. So remember to put that on your calendar. And I just thought about something else that I wanted to mention about the easing. Was it? It just escaped me. But if I think about it, I'll cover it in another article in the future. But I want to thank everyone for coming on today's Business Accelerator call. And please do let me know how these strategies are working for you as you implement them, what worked, what didn't work, any course corrections that you need to make with your easing. And remember, as part of the Success Circle, you have your laser coaching calls. So if you have any questions about that that pertain specifically to your business, that we can integrate your easing strategy, and you have any questions regarding that, feel free to use that call as well. But remember, any questions, let's get those answered on the Q&A call that's scheduled for April 24th, which is 2 days before the Entrepreneurial Edge System, which is the 26th to the 28th. Not to miss, you're absolutely going to love some of the new content that I have for this year. I can't wait to tell you about it. And, of course, my speakers, Teresa DeGrobois and Laura Rubenstein. Teresa, who's going to talk about word-of-mouth marketing, and Laura Rubenstein, who's going to talk more about social media marketing. So an absolutely must-attend event. If you're not registered, I encourage you to register to take 3 days to work on your business, because the other time you work in your business. So thank you so much, everyone, for coming on today's call. And until next time, create a great life. Bye, everybody.